In this week's Parsha, we have the mitzvos of building the Mishkan. And the Parsha begins with a list of donations, of items that were given. I want to focus on Pasuk Hey, Va'oros Elim Ma'adomim, Va'oros Techoshim. There was types of skins that were, one hand, Ma'adomim, Edom, red, and the other that were made of Techoshim. So what exactly is Techoshim? Not clear. Rashi tells us, Techoshim is a minchay, type of animal. This animal, this tachash, was only created for this time period, while the Jews were in the Midbar. The skin of the animal was multicolored. That's why the Unklus, the Aramaic translations of it is sasgona. What is a sasgona? That's how we translate it. That it rejoices and beautifies itself because it's so colorful. That's this animal, the Techoshim. Okay, interesting. So Hashem makes a miracle. He creates this one-time-only animal, a Techosh, so that the Yidin will have its type of skin to use for the building of the Mishkan. Where exactly was it used? So we'll skip to Pasuk, Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Yudalad, Va'asisa Michse Le'ohel Oros Elim Ma'adomim, So in terms of covering the Mishkan, that's what these skins were used for. So one covering was the skin that was the Ma'adomim, and the other covering was from the Tachash. Now, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, it's actually a Machlokis, how many coverings were there? Was there one covering or was there two? So if you're going to assume, like the opinion that there were two coverings, no problem. It says that you make one covering, the first lower level is the red skin, and then the techoshim is milamala, is above that. Fine, two coverings, one goes above the other. But how is the opinion that says there was only one covering, what does that mean, milamala, that you put it above? It's not above anything, there's only one covering. So according to that opinion, you'd have to understand that it doesn't mean a physical space. It means that the covering part of the skin was placed over that object, which was milamala, which was on a higher level, meaning, namely, Kodesh Kodoshim. It went over the Aron. So you have part of the skins are covering the Kodesh section of the Mishkan, and part of the skin, that was the red, and the Techoshim part was covering the Milamala, the higher level of Kedusha. Not higher in terms of placement, it's one skin, it's one level. But really what it means is on the higher level. Okay, nice. So we have the Techoshim, and that's placed over Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore what? Comes along the Meshech Chochma and says a beautiful idea. Why is this animal called a tachash? As we saw, because it rejoices in the fact that it has many colors and that it has many different, many different hues to it. And the Meshech Chochma explains to us that that is the greatest beauty when you have multicolors coming together. And Al Pi Drash, we could explain that that's the beauty when Klal Yisrael comes together. We have many different types of Jews, some who put an emphasis on serving Hashem through doing acts of chesed. And we have the other types of Jews who primarily focus on davening, and some who do it through Shmiras Einayim, and some do it through Talmud Torah. But when all of the different colors, all of the different shvatim, the Yud Beis shvatim, come together, that makes such a beauty and such a splendor. The only proper place to put that is over Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, in times when we so quick to point out the differences, we have to remind ourselves, as Lubavitch Rebbe said, more than what divides us, unites us. There are so many things that Jews agree upon, and we have to focus on that. Yes, there are differences. Yes, there is. Not everybody agrees to every single specific detail. But in terms of the overall klalim, there is so much that unites us. And we think about that and we come together. That's what gives the greatest splendor. And that's a lesson we can learn from this week's Parsha. To focus on what unites us and to focus on the splendor. You drive down the highway and you see trees. They're all one color. It's nice. But what happens when it's autumns and you have green and yellows and reds and oranges? The beauty is so much more enhanced because of the diversity. The beauty of Klal Yisrael is so much more enhanced because of our diversity. And that perhaps is the deeper message of the Tachash, this animal that rejoices. Again, that Rashi one more time. What was so special about the Tachash? That it Shisasgona shisos umispar begavonim shlo. It rejoices and provides a beauty because it is so multifaceted. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.